奉主耶稣的圣灵，我们开始安息日的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath morning service.
啊，唱诗519。
Let's sing hymn 519.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天早上有圣餐礼。
We will conduct the sacrament of Holy Communion this morning.
我们一起来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们今天早上的聚会。
Let us pray for the guidance of God.
啊，一起来祈祷。
Let us kneel down and pray.
愿大家平安。
Peace be with you.
啊，我们刚刚唱的赞美诗419首，啊，中文翻作《因我得福》。
The hymn we just sang, hymn 419, is titled "Make Me a Channel of Blessing."
啊，我们在新约时代，每一个人都可以直接跟神建立关系。
In the New Testament times, every single person can have a direct relationship with God.
所以不需要通过祭司或先知。
We no longer have to reach God through the prophet or the priest.
所以每一个人都可以直接从神得到恩典。
Every person can receive blessings directly from God.
但是有时候有一些人需要借着我们才能够得到神的恩典。
But yet, sometimes there are people who need to receive blessings through each one of us.
比方说，他不认识神。
For example, a person who does not yet know God.
或者他虽然认识神，但是他的信仰不冷不热。
Or if they do know God, they still have a weak, lukewarm faith.
觉得信仰不是很重要。
If they believe that their faith is not important,
那这就很难得到神的恩典。
Then it is difficult for these people to receive blessings directly from God.
那就要需要借着周围有人能够成为一个管道，把神的恩典带给他们。
And so they would need the help of others to those people who would be channels of blessings from God.
那这就是我们每一个人需要追求。人生的一个目标。
And this is what each of us should strive to be, a channel of blessing.
也就是要因为我们的存在使周围的人得到神的恩典。
Because we are there, others can be blessed by God.
那我们的存在就变成很有价值。
Then our being, our existence would have meaning.
我们先来看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章十三节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 13.
天使对他说：撒加利亚，不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了。你的妻子伊丽莎伯要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫做约翰。十四节。
14.
你必欢喜快乐，有许多人因为他的出世也必喜乐。请读。
Verse 13. But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth.
这里记载有一个人叫撒加利亚，他是一个祭司。
This man Zechariah was a priest.
第八节说，在神面前是义人。
And verse 8 tells us that he was righteous before the Lord.
然后遵守一切诫命，无可指摘。
And he obeyed all commandments and was blameless.
但是很可惜的就是他的太太没有孩子。第七节。
But his wife was barren.
而且两个又年纪老迈。
And they were already old.
当然他们的心愿，他们的痛苦，神是知道的。
And God knew the pain of not having a child.
结果撒加利亚在供祭司职分的时候，天使向他显现。
And one day when Zechariah was serving in the temple, the angel of the Lord appeared to him.
那第一句话就是不要害怕。
The first words of the angel was, "Do not be afraid."
因为这个神的显现常常是非常荣耀、非常威严。
Because when God appears, it is a glorious and awesome sight.
那在神威严荣耀的显现之中，我们人会觉得很渺小、很污秽，所以我们会害怕。
And when we see the Lord before us, we would feel small and sinful, and we would be afraid.
那天使告诉他一个好消息。
But the angel appeared to him to tell him a good news.
说你要生一个儿子，要给他起名叫做约翰。
He He said, "You will have a son, and you shall call him John."
那十四节就提到约翰的一生，做一个总结。
And verse 14 is a summary of the life of John.
比方说主耶稣出生的时候，圣经已经先预言他要把人从罪里面救出来。
Before Jesus was born, the Bible already said he would save people from their sins.
所以耶稣活着一生到底为什么？
So what was the purpose of the life of Christ?
一句话，就是要把人从罪里面救出来。
Very simply, to save us from our sins.
好，那约翰活着一生要做什么？
And here, what is the purpose of John's life?
其实他的年纪不大。
Even though he was young.
啊，主耶稣出来传道以前，施洗约翰就被砍头了。
Even before Jesus began his work, John the Baptist was beheaded.
哦。所以主耶稣如果出来传道三十岁，那施洗约翰的年纪大概也差不多三十岁。
So if Jesus began preaching at about 30 years old, then John probably died at around 30 years old as well.
三十岁实在是不长。
30 years is not very long.
我们很多人已经超过三十岁。
Many of us here are over 30.
但是施洗约翰虽然很短，他的生命很有用。
Although he died young, he was a very useful worker of God.
为什么？
Why?
十五节说，他要十四节。
Verse 14.
有很多人要因为他的存在而喜乐。
Many will rejoice because of his birth and because he was there.
所以他的三十年的生活会带给很多人喜乐。
The 30 years of his life brought joy to people.
而且十四节说你也必欢喜快乐。
And 14 says he would be a joy and delight to his father.
这个你就是撒加利亚他的父亲。
He was a joy and delight to you, his father Zechariah.
那他的父亲也要为因为有这个孩子而很喜乐。
And his father will rejoice with the others.
可见约翰呢，这个人的一生是值得效法的。
And so John's life is a good example for all of us.
所以我现在看啊，算算看这个教会里面的名字哈 ，John 这个名字啊，差不多每一个姓都有。
If you look in the directory for the name John, you find that there's many people named John.
从林、张、梁、陈，什么都有。
With all sorts of last names, but the same first name John.
因为这个名字原来是好的。
And then this name is good.
因为这个代表这个是天使来的，就表示说他。一生要叫人得到喜乐。
Because this name was given by the angel, and its name represents joy.
喜乐是神给我们一个很重要的恩典。
And joy is a great blessing from the Lord.
那如果我们懂得亲近神，我们就可以直接从神得到喜乐。
If we learn to draw near to God, we can receive joy from Him.
但是有时候我们跟神不是很亲近的时候，得不到这个喜乐。
But if we are not and close to God, then we cannot rejoice.
那就要通过周围的人带给我们从神来的喜乐。
And sometimes we would need to receive joy from other people around us.
那这就是约翰的工作。
And that was John's responsibility.
我们很怕环境的改变。我们很怕环境的改变。
We are afraid of a change.
好像现在经济一直在走下坡。
Now the economy is bad.
所以很多人有点忧虑。
Many people worry.
忧虑就没有喜乐。
And when people worry, they do not rejoice.
其实我们一生当中喜乐是最重要的。
But it's very important to have joy in our life.
我们现在看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
十五节。
Psalm 90 verse 15.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和遭难的年岁叫我们的喜乐。
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble.
这个是摩西的祷告。
This is a prayer of Moses.
他是一个神人。
He was a man of God.
灵性非常的高。
He was had a very good spirituality.
而且他是很聪明的一个人。
And he was a wise man.
他受尽埃及一切的教育。
Educated in Egypt.
那他的一生有几个祷告。
And the Bible records a few prayers of Moses.
那十五章里面呢，十五节里面，我们看摩西没有求神不要让他受苦。
Verse 15, Moses did not pray to God not to suffer.
摩西求神让他在受苦当中有喜乐。
But he prayed to God that he would rejoice in the days of suffering.
神有办法让我们不要受苦。
God can make us not suffer.
因为神是无所不能的神。
Because he can do anything.
那为什么神要让人受苦？
But why does he let us suffer?
这里说受苦的日子，有时候我们受苦是用天来算的，一天两天，一个月两个月。
Here it says, the first part it says tells us sometimes we suffer for a matter of days.
有时候受苦是用年来算的。
But the second part says sometimes we suffer in years.
摩西最快乐的一生是从出生到四十岁。
Moses was probably the happiest in his first 40 years of life.
因为住在王宫里面。
Because he lived in the palace.
40岁到80岁牧羊很辛苦。
And when he was 40 to 80 years old, he labored as a shepherd.
80岁到120岁带领以色列百姓很辛苦。
And from 80 to 120, he led the Israelites, and that was a very tough job.
你看我们现在有的人啊，结婚很久，选择不生孩子。
And some of us here, have been married for a long time and choose not to have kids.
因为我们现在看养一两个孩子真的很辛苦。
Because it is very difficult to raise even one or two child.
那圣经描写在旷野路走的这一些人像小孩子。
But the Bible tells us that these Israelites in the wilderness were all like children.
那摩西在带领他们。
And Moses had to lead them.
所以摩西实在很辛苦。
And so he led a tough life.
所以摩西本身的体验，他知道受苦是难免的。
And so he knew that suffering and affliction are unavoidable.
这是神常常刻意的一种安排。
And in fact, God gave us suffering on purpose.
四十岁到八十岁，因为他受苦，所以他的灵性进步。
Because Moses suffered from ages 40 to 80, he improved in his faith.
所以他懂得靠神。
He learned to rely on God.
八十岁到一百二十岁受苦，所以他可以把神的工作做完。
And because he suffered from the age of 80 to 120, he was able to finish God's work.
但是这个八十年受苦当中，摩西体会到一个秘诀。
So in this 80 years total of suffering, Moses learned a secret.
最重要的不是求神不要我们受苦，最重要是求神给我们有喜乐的心。
What is important is not to avoid suffering, but to have joy in our suffering.
如果有喜乐的心，受苦就算不了什么。
If we can rejoice in suffering, then suffering becomes nothing.
如果没有喜乐的心，受苦好像一个咒诅。
But without joy, then suffering is a curse upon us.
所以受苦是一个很重要神给我们的恩典。
And suffering.
喜乐是神给我们一个很重要的恩典。
And joy is a great blessing from the Lord.
那照主耶稣来到世界。
And when the Lord Jesus came to earth.
他也应许我们。
He also promised us
要承受神的国。
That we will inherit the kingdom of God.
他说天国近了。
He said the kingdom of God is near.
那神的国有三个特色。
And there are three characteristics of that kingdom.
一个是公义。
One is righteousness.
一个是平安。
One is peace.
一个是喜乐。
One is joy.
那神的国就在我们内心里面。
And the kingdom of God is in our hearts.
如果神完全充满在我们内心。
If God fills our heart.
我们不管环境怎么改变，你的心会很喜乐。
Regardless of our surroundings, we will rejoice.
因为这个喜乐是从神来的。
Because that joy comes directly from God.
所以不会受到环境改变的影响。
And will not be taken away by our surroundings.
所以腓立比书里面强调喜乐。
Philippians tells us about joy.
那是保罗在监牢里面写的。
And Philippians was a letter written from prison.
那是一个很孤单、很受苦的地方。
Prison is a lonely place of suffering.
但是他有完全神的同在。
But Paul knew that God was with him.
所以他非常的喜乐。
And so he rejoiced in prison.
因此他在监牢里面的体验可以安慰很多受苦的人。
And from his own experience in prison, he could comfort those who are suffering.
受苦是有喜乐的。
There is joy in suffering.
因为受苦是有意义的。
If there is meaning in
suffering. 因为受苦是有盼望的。
Because when there is hope in suffering.
因为受苦当中是有满足的。
When there is satisfaction in suffering.
但这一切都是要因为有神住在我们当中。
But that, those are only possible only if God is with us.
我们现在看约翰福音。
Let's turn back to John.
约翰福音的十五章。
John chapter 15.
十一节
John chapter 15 verse 11
这一些事我已经对你们说是要叫我的喜乐存在你们的心里十五章十一节并叫你们的喜乐可以满足
John chapter 15, verse 11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
主耶稣说，我的喜乐要存在你心里。
The Lord Jesus said, my joy will be in you.
我们想想看，如果我们现在跟主耶稣一样。
Suppose we are like Jesus.
啊，他说，虎鸟有洞，飞鸟我巢，我没有放枕头的地方。
Suppose we live like him. He said that the birds have their nest and the foxes have holes, but the Son of Man have no place to lay his head.
没有一个人的生活比主耶稣更简单了。
Is your life, as simple as that of Christ?
因为他连放枕头的地方都没有。
He said he has no place to lay his head.
他的生活很简单。
He lived a very simple life.
但是主耶稣说，我的喜乐要存在你心里。
But yet Jesus said, my joy will be in you.
主耶稣活得很喜乐。
He lived in joy.
因为神充满在他里面。
Because God is in his heart.
那主耶稣说，我的喜乐要存在你心里。
He said, my joy will be in you.
那让你的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be complete.
完完全全的充满在你里面。
His joy can fill us completely and perfectly.
所以有时候我们去看一个受患难中的信徒。
Sometimes when we visit a member in affliction.
如果你发现他很喜乐，你就放心。
If you see that they still rejoice, then you will not worry as much.
他患难中他会感谢。
If he gives thanks in his suffering.
他不会离开神。
Then he will not depart from God.
但是如果你看一个患难中的信徒，他没有喜乐。
But if a member who is suffering has no joy.
这个就有一点危险。
Then that is a warning sign.
因为再下去很可能他就埋怨神。
Because later they may begin to grumble against God.
但是如果主在我们里面。
But if the Lord is in our heart.
我们的喜乐可以满足。
Then our joy will be complete.
那怎么满足？
How is it complete?
第九节
Verse 9.
我爱你们正如父爱我，你们要藏在我的爱里面。这是喜乐满足的一个原因。
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, and now remain in my love.
要常常有神的爱在我们里面。
The love of our Father, in heaven shall be in us.
我们就会很喜乐。
Then we will rejoice.
所以罗马书里面说，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And the book of Romans tells us that suffering brings...
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter
5. 第三节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 3.
不但如此，就患难中有患难和奇迹，因为患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope.
第五节
Verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts.
所以患难中那个喜乐的来源是因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
We can rejoice in suffering because the Holy Spirit has poured out God's love.
所以充满神的爱，我们就会很喜乐。
And when our heart is filled with God's love, we will rejoice.
所以喜乐是神给我们的一个福分。
And joy is a blessing from the Lord.
好像一个预防针，你打上了喜乐，你到每一个环境里面，你都可以适应。
It is as if you are vaccinated and by the love of God, then you would rejoice wherever you are.
那我们要怎么办
？And what shall we do?
在路加福音第一章里面
，In Luke chapter 1,
我们刚刚读的约翰要叫许多人喜乐。
That it tells us that John will bring joy to many people.
那他怎么带给人喜乐
？So how did he bring joy to others?
我们看路加福音第一章
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章
Luke chapter 1.
十六节
Verse 16.
他要使许多以色列人回转归于他们主他们的神。
Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God.
我们要叫一个人喜乐，以我们本身来讲真的是做不到。
In order to bring joy to others, we can't act alone.
为什么？因为有时候我们自己也不活得不快乐。
Because sometimes we do not have joy ourselves.
但是这个约翰把喜乐带给人一个秘诀，就是他把人带来回转归向于神。
But John was able to bring joy to others because he brought them back to the Lord.
哦，所以今天我们看到很多人啊，心灵很空虚。
And we see people around us feeling empty.
他不是没有物质。
Not because they lack material things necessarily.
因为他的心没有满足。
But it is because their hearts are not satisfied.
怎么让这些人的心得到满足？
How can we satisfy their hearts?
新的东西可以给我们短暂的刺激。
New things can satisfy us for a little while.
但是过了一段时间，你发现也没有了。
But after a while, you don't care anymore.
有一次我去访问一个信徒。
Once I visited a member.
他家里前面是公园，后面是海。
And in the front of his house was a park, and behind his house is the ocean.
啊，你在客厅坐一下，他哦，到后面钓一条鱼，煮鱼汤给你吃。
And when you visit him, he would go back out to his backyard and catch a fish.
啊，这个环境不是像我看所访问这个信徒的环境是最好的。
And that was probably the best home I've ever visited.
那我跟他聊天聊一聊，他说你不知道，刚刚搬来哦，每天早上就起来看得很漂亮，很喜乐。
And as I chatted with him, he told me that when I first moved to this house, every morning I was happy.
但是过了半年就没有感觉了。
But after 6 months, I feel nothing.
这是实际的体验。
That's a true experience.
你买一个新的东西很快乐。
When you buy something new, you're happy.
过了一段时间就没有刺激了。
After a while, you don't care about it anymore.
所以这些物质的拥有所带来那种满足是很短暂的。
The things we have can bring us a joy for a short while.
但是你一直去追求，到最后你就被它控制了。
But if you continue to buy new things, then you become a slave to these things.
家里堆了一大堆很多用不着的东西。
And your house is filled with things that you no longer use.
因为都是 on sale 买的。
You buy these things on sale.
到最后都捐给 Goodwill.
And in the end, you donate them to Goodwill.
这个就是人心灵空虚，一直要去拥有一些东西来刺激。
And we do these things because to fill our hearts.
但是当神充满在我们里面，
But when God fills our heart,
那个喜乐是很实在的。
And that joy is real.
忽然间你发现你对地上的拥有那个欲望越来越少。
And if God is in your heart, you will discover that you no longer desire the things in the world.
我们当传道人常常去访问信徒。
And we pastors visit the members.
常常也为信徒感谢。
Often I give thanks on their behalf.
有时候住在山上。
Some members live on the hills.
哇，整个城市你要看的都在下面。
And they have a great view of the city.
所以很多的环境我们都看过。
And we visit members who live in different places.
但是我们有时候也很感谢神。
And we give thanks.
就是我们觉得不会羡慕。
That we do not envy them.
我觉得我们已经有很好了。
Because what we have is enough.
有一次啊，有一个到一个地方，一个信徒借我一部非常好的车子。
Once I visited a place and a member loaned me a very nice car.
非常好。
It was a nice car.
但我开来开去还是觉得我家的车子比较好。
But after I drive that car around for a while, I feel like I like my own car the best.
我不会说开了那个车子以后，我就觉得没有那个不行。
Just because I drove a nice car, I didn't feel like I needed a nice car.
所以这个信仰就是要让人心灵富足。
Because faith alone satisfies our heart.
那我们要因我们得让人得福，就是要把人带到神面前，让他的信仰去成长，去丰富。
So in order to be a channel of blessings to others, we must bring others before the Lord so that they can grow in their faith.
然后神住在他里面。
And God will dwell in their hearts.
然后他就很喜乐了。
And they will rejoice.
所以有很好，没有也没有关系。
It is good to have things, and it is also good to not have things.
你可以享受它，但是你不被它捆绑，你不需要依靠它。
It is good to enjoy the things you have, but not to be bound by them.
这是一个信仰里面所拥有的自由。
That is a freedom we have in our faith.
这是一种恩典。
And that is a blessing.
这常常要借着我们。才能把人带到神的面前才有的。
And that blessing is possible only if we bring others to the Lord.
所以我们带给别人最大的福分就是把他带来神面前认识神。
So the best blessing we can give to others is to lead them to God.
甚至他的父亲也要因他而喜乐。
And Luke says even John's father will rejoice because of him.
当我们灵性开始在成长。
When we grow in our spirituality.
你发现你的孩子在世界上有成就，这感谢神。
And if your child is successful in the world, you will give thanks to God.
但是如果他没有神,
but if They do not know God.
照传道书里面, 这个都是空的,
Ecclesiastes tells us that it is still vanity.
最重要是要我们的下一代认识神。
The most important thing for our generation, for the next generation, is to know God.
所以当这个施洗约翰的父亲看到他的孩子这么认真在服侍神, 把人带到神面前,
when John's father saw that his child would bring others to the Lord, then he too would rejoice.
因为我们的孩子所过的生活是有意义的, 是有价值的。
Because he knew that John's life was valuable.
我们的小孩子的存在, 对外面的人是有帮助的。
And when he knew that his child would help other people.
所以, 施洗约翰的父母亲也因他而喜乐。
And John's parents would rejoice because of him.
好, 那到底施洗约翰怎么能够把人带到神面前？
So now how did John bring others to the Lord?
我们看路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
17节。
Verse 17.
他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主面前。 又叫为父亲的心转向儿女，叫悖逆之人转从义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。这个地方说他有以利亚的心智能力。John
would have the spirit and power of Elijah.
那行在主的面前。And
he would walk before the Lord.
所以能够叫父亲的心转向儿女，叫悖逆之人转从义人的智慧。To
turn the hearts of fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom.
我们大家知道啊，要改变一个人不简单。It
is hard to change a person.
但是这里有讲两个改变。But
here it tells us of two changes.
父亲的心要转向儿女。
To turn the hearts of fathers to the children.
悖逆的人要转从义人的智慧。
And the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous.
什么是义人的智慧?
What is the wisdom of the righteous?
义人的智慧就是敬拜神的智慧。
The wisdom of the righteous is the wisdom to worship God.
什么是悖逆的人?
What is the disobedient?
就是生活离开神。
It is those who have departed from God.
知道道理不愿意照道理来行。
They knew the right way, but they refuse to obey.
那这种人要把他改变过来，变成一个很懂得去追求神，这个改变不是简单的。
And it is hard to turn those who know the truth but refuse it and to a life that worship God.
但是通过施洗约翰的工作，他能够把人改变带回来神这里。
But John the Baptist was able to turn those who have strayed from the Lord back to the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
这里提到两点。
It tells us, here the verse tells us two lessons.
17节。
17.
第一个,他有以利亚的心智。
John had the spirit and power of Elijah.
第二个,他有以利亚的能力。
He had both the spirit and the power of Elijah.
能力是从神来的。
Power comes from God.
但是心智自己可以培养。
But spirit can be cultivated.
以利亚那个时代啊, 人都跑去拜偶像。
In the times of Elijah, the people worshipped idols.
因为拜偶像是当时社会的一个潮流。
Because that was how people lived and worshipped.
所以神3.5年不下雨。
And so God caused a drought for 3.5 years.
整个国家都得罪神。
Because the entire nation had sinned against.
所以就开始有饥荒。
And so because there was a drought, there was a famine.
所以很多人饿死，因为有很多的寡妇。
And many people died, and there were many widows.
但是那个拜偶像的潮流这么的有力量, 虽然很多人饿死, 还是不愿意改变。
But the power of the idols was so strong that even though people starved to death, they continued to worship the idols.
那现在神要用以利亚。
And so God sent Elijah.
以利亚这个心智。
The spirit of Elijah.
就是要把以色列百姓带回来，回转向神。
Was to turn the people back to the Lord.
那要训练这个心智从哪里来?
And how did he train himself?
神把他送到基利西旁。
God sent him to the creek by Gerasi.
那基利西旁什么都没有。
There was nothing there.
就在那个地方培养他的心智。
But it was there Elijah cultivated himself in spirit.
今天我们生活很富足。
Today we live a good life.
这是神的恩典。
And it is a blessing of God.
但是我们要非常谨慎。
But we must be watchful.
因为生活富足会使人这种属灵的心智被腐蚀，被腐化。
Because if the more things we own, the more likely our spirit will be corrupt.
好，我们看诗篇103篇。
Let's read Psalm 103.
好，诗篇的103篇。
Psalm 103.
好，106篇。
Psalm 106 instead.
诗篇106篇。
Psalm 106.
15节。
Verse 15.
他将他们所求的赐给他们，却使他们的心灵软弱。请读。106篇15节。
Psalm 106,
14
verse 14. In the desert, they gave in to their cravings. In the wasteland, they put God to the test.
我们如果看那个 New King James Version, 那翻译又不太一样。
Yeah, the New King James Version has a different translation.
十三节哈，十二十四节。
Verse 14.
反倒在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。
The people in the wilderness gave in to their cravings and they tested God.
也就是说，他们在旷野，想要吃韭菜，想要吃肉啊，就欲望很多。
In the wilderness, the Israelites wanted to eat meat and other things, and they tested the Lord.
结果神给他们。
God gave them what they wanted.
但是在他们享受的时候，他们那个心智啊就软弱下来。
But as they enjoyed what they asked for, their spirit became weak.
所以旷野走不完了。
And they did not finish the journey.
如果我们看这个统计的数字。
When we study the statistics.
1960年代以前。
And before 1960s,
差不多大部分到非洲传教的宣教士都是西方国家出来的。
Most of the missionaries to Africa came from the Western nations.
那到了1980年代以后
，But after 1980s,
大部分到非洲传道的宣教士都是从开发中的国家出来。
Most of the missionaries now came from developing nations.
那为什么有这个差别
？Why was there such a difference？
因为这个西方国家物质水准开始提高。
Because the Western nations had more and more to enjoy.
当人的物质水准开始提高
，And when we have more things to enjoy,
人心里面所想的就不是我怎么来为主耶稣做工。
Then in our hearts we worry less about how to work for the Lord.
他整个这个头脑里面所充满的都是在物质的层面、今生的层面里面。
In their minds they worry about this life and enjoying this life.
这个属灵的心智就被物质生活的束缚腐化了。
And the material things corrupted their spirit.
因此我们今天生活太舒服会让我们产生一个现象，我们所有的人生的理想都是在地面上。
So if we live too comfortably, then every day we think about how to enjoy life on earth.
我们没有属灵的理想。
We will have no goals of our spirit.
如果我们没有属灵的理想。
And without any goals for heaven.
我们能够为神做什么。
Then what can we do for God?
这是一个很大的问号。
It is an important question.
所以以利亚的心智很重要。
It is important to have the spirit of Elijah.
就是我们的心里面那种为神而活，想要服侍神，想要为神做一些事情，这个心不改变。
And the spirit of Elijah is the spirit to work for the Lord.
有这种心，我们才能够真的有行动，把别人带回到神的面前。
Only with that spirit can we act and bring others back to the Lord.
因为我们要把人带到神的面前，需要花功夫、花时间。
In order to bring people to the Lord, we must work very hard.
那这个需要牺牲。
That requires sacrifice.
所以如果没有属灵的心智，我们没有办法牺牲。
And without that spirit, we cannot do the work.
所以约翰能够做一个有用的人，因为他有以利亚那一种心智。
And John the Baptist became useful because he had the spirit of Elijah.
那所以有时候。简单的生活能够帮助我们培养这种心智。
And a simple life can help us cultivate that spirit.
最近我在《纽约时报》看到一篇文章。
There's an article in the New York Times.
说90年代日本经历十年经济的萧条。
In the 1990s, Japan had a 10-year recession.
那因为经济的萧条，所以大家过得很节省。
And because there was a recession, people live a simpler life.
那以后这个经济萧条过去了。
And after that period of time.
但是大家生活的还是很节俭。
people, even though there was no longer recession, people continued to live a simple life.
啊, 因为已经变成习惯。
Because they are used to it.
然后他举几个例子。
The article cites a few examples.
里面有一个例子就是说他们以前购买新车90年代经济最好的时候跟现在来比啊减少了一半。
It said that, the new car sales was 50% of those, compared to the period before the 1990s.
所以可见一个经济的原因会改变人的生活习惯。
Because of the economy, people change the way they live.
但是现在我们所谈的不是这个。
But this is not what we're talking about.
我们现在所谈的到底信仰带给我们多大的改变力。
What we're talking about is how much change our faith can bring to us.
我们能不能因为信仰而过一个比较简单的生活？
Can we live a simpler life because of our faith?
使我们有一种很活泼属灵的心智来服侍神。
Can we live a simpler life so that we can have a hope and work for God?
使我们的存在能够带给别人好处。
So that we can bring joy to others.
使我们能够做一个有价值有用的人。
And be valuable and useful to God.
那下面一个就是以利亚的能力。
The second factor is the power of Elijah.
今天我们的能力从哪里来？
Where does our power come from?
主耶稣升天以前告诉门徒。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he said,
他托付他们使命。
I give you a mission.
但是主耶稣也给他们能力。
At the same time, the Lord Jesus gave them power.
请看路加福音24章。
Luke chapter
24. 48节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 48.
路加福音24章48节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 48.
你们就是这些事的见证49节。
Verse 49.
我要将我父所应许的降临在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。48节就是一个托付。
Verse 48 is the mission.
你们要将所看见、所听见、所摸到这个主耶稣传到地极。
Jesus commanded them to preach what they have seen and heard and felt.
但这困难很多。
It is very difficult.
49节是一种应许。
But 49 is a promise.
我要将圣灵降在你身上。
Jesus said, I will give you the Holy Spirit.
然后你要领受上头来的能力。
And you shall receive power from above.
所以今天我们要服侍神，一定要注重祷告。
In order to serve the Lord, we must pray.
如果祷告没有力量，我们就没有办法突破困难。
If there is no power in prayer, we cannot overcome our obstacles.
祷告是力量的泉源。
Prayer is the source of power.
所以有时候我们在看一个教会圣工如果发展，一听他祷告，这个祷告都很有力量。
And if when a church, that when sacred work is lively in a church, then you know that they pray a lot.
因为祷告有力量，圣工困难才可以突破。
Because that's we can work for God only if we pray first.
所以我们一直鼓励信徒啊，每个礼拜六早上10点、10点半哦，这个是自动的、自愿的，到教会来祷告。
That's why we encourage. And the members who come to church to pray every Sabbath morning at 10.
因为我们要领受上头来的能力。
Because we must receive power from on high.
那中午是团契的时间。
At lunch, we can have fellowship.
那下午聚完后我们就回去了。
In the afternoon, we go home.
所以能够早一点来教会祷告，是教会充满神的能力，我们圣工就可以突破。
So if we all can come to church before service, then we will see a breakthrough in our sacred work.
因此我们要效法施洗约翰。
So let us learn from John the Baptist.
因我们的存在带给别人喜乐。
So that we can bring joy to others.
但是我们要有以利亚的心智跟能力。
We must first have the spirit and the power of Elijah.
愿主带领我们。
May the Lord guide us.
这是一个无酵饼。
This is one unleavened bread.
经过祝谢之后，这就是主耶稣的身体。
And after we give thanks, it is transformed into the body of Christ.
所以还没有在本教会受洗的，请我们暂时不要领受。那以后受洗完，我们欢迎你一起来领受。
If you have not yet been baptized in the True Jesus Church, we ask you to refrain from partaking the bread after baptism.
经过祝谢之后，这就是主的身体。
Because after we give thanks, this is the flesh of Jesus Christ.
领受，那末日要复活。
And when we partake, we shall be resurrected in the last days.
我们一起来祝谢，一起跪下来默祷。
Let's kneel down and pray in silence to give thanks.
奉主耶稣的圣名祝谢。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
我们非常的感谢你。
O Lord, we give thanks to you.
虽然我们不认识你。
Even though we do not know you.
但是你认识我们。
You know us.
虽然我们不知道你。
Before we knew who you were.
但是你知道我们的前途。
You already knew our future.
你非常爱我们，来到人世间为着拯救我们。
You loved us and came to earth to save us.
你为着我们的罪牺牲你自己。
And for our sins, you gave up yourself.
啊，开出一个救恩的泉源。
And opened a fountain of salvation.
使我们能够回到你的国度，来享受你丰盛的恩典。
So that we could return to your heavenly kingdom to enjoy your blessings.
我们有永生的盼望。
And you gave us the hope of eternal life.
非常的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求主耶稣，你亲自带领我们。
May you, Lord Jesus, guide us.
啊，让我们能够过一个爱主的生活。
So that we can live a life that loves God.
让我们能够立下心志来为你而活。
And to be determined to live for you.
使我们能够把你的喜乐带给别人。
And to bring your joy to others.
主啊，你的灵，求你的灵运行在这个饼成为你的身体。
O Lord, may your spirit move among us and transform this bread into your body.
让我们的两个人领受之后，在末日得以复活。
So that when we partake, we shall be risen in the last days.
主啊，我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
O Lord, we give all glory and praise unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen. 好，我们现在唱诗啊，77首啊，英文四节，中文唱两遍啊。陈执事，请帮。
Please sing hymn 77.
Ah, 请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，我们四月份将会有灵恩布道会。
And in April, we will have our spiritual convocation and evangelical service.
我们现在需要做两件事情来准备。
And that we must do two things to prepare.
第一个，我们每一个人请常常为这个工作来祷告。
Please pray often for the sacred work.
我们感谢主，最近一些慕道朋友都有得神的恩典。
Thank God that many true seeker friends have received blessings from God.
对神也有体验。
They experience God for themselves.
不但给那些带领他的很大的喜乐，也给我们教会带来很大的喜乐。
And that brings joy to not only to those who have brought them to church, but the entire church.
啊，真的。流泪撒种的要欢呼收割。
It is true that those who are sown in tears shall reap in joy.
啊，那第二件事情就是请我们多带慕道朋友来。
So let us bring more of our friends to the church.
哦，来安息日聚会或者礼拜四早上啊，也有一个查经聚会。
Whether to the Sabbath service or to the Bible study on Thursday morning.
啊耶。求主耶稣带领祝福我们的灵恩布道会。
And may the Lord bless us and guide us in our spiritual convocation.
请我们把这件事情当作我们生活的一部分。
Please, remember.